ناس السور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم ينظرون. So here in this ayat, Allah is speaking about the blowing into the trumpet, and it is very clear that the blowing into the trumpet are two from this ayat. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, that the trumpet will be blown into. Then here in this ayah, فَصَعِقَ, and in surah Namal, فَفَزِعَ. So both words come. One, فَفَزِعَ, means man will become terrified, man will panic, and then subsequently, فَصَعِقَ, man will faint and man will become unconscious. So from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Then it will be blown into the second time. So it is quite understood, and this is the view of most of the ulama, when the time comes we'll discuss that, that they are going to be the blowing of the trumpet that will take place twice. One, to signal the end of this world, and the other, the beginning of Qiyamah, like how when we had begun Surah Hajj, we spoke about that aspect over there. Now with regards to the blowing of the trumpet, just one hadith and then we conclude. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba, that how can I be comfortable when the person of the horn of the sur, Israfil alayhi salam, has already taken the horn. In one narration, it is already against his mouth and his head is inclined upwards, in other words, he's facing upwards, and he's paying very careful attention and waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that command comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give the command and he is going to blow. And when he blows, then obviously that's going to signal the end of this world. So two things will happen then. Man will be terrified, number one. Number two, people will become unconscious, and subsequently then whoever is on the earth at that time will all die, they will lose their lives. So in one of these ahadith, or several of these ahadith, Sahaba asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what should we say? What should we say when either we hear this hadith, or if at any time we come across any such occurrence? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised them to say two things. One is hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient, and Allah is the best wakil, Allah is the best agent. And in another riwayat, alallahi tawakkalna, we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Placing our trust in Allah, inshallah, we conclude the series, and inshallah, if Allah wills, we'll continue at a later stage. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.